This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. The Boston Globe organization is undergoing a major transition this summer and having a homecoming. In June, the newspaper underwent a digital era downsizing as the people behind the paper said goodbye to 59 years at their massive headquarters on Morrissey Boulevard in Dorchester. Now it's returning to its old stomping grounds downtown. WBUR's Greg Wayland explains.
The new Boston Globe offices are in a glass and steel high-rise at State and Congress Streets. But an old linotype press and manual typewriter enshrined in the lobby memorialize older times. And as it happens, the paper's 19th century birthplace is a block away on what used to be called Newspaper Row. The Globe's vice president, Jane Bauman, says the 21st century staff appreciates that historic connection. And she really likes that linotype press.
You know, this was in our Morrissey Boulevard place, so we've had it around for a while, and I think it was really special that we brought it over here with us, just to remind us of where we come from.
The new place is bright and spacious, digital and state-of-the-art.
And so as we make our way down this corridor, you're going to see what's now, after our reinvention, called the Super Department.
So this is our tour guide is Globe Community Relations Manager Emily Procknall.
Our Express Desk is a team of editors, reporters, photographers, videographers who are ready to, at any point in time, get out into the community and tell stories.
The Super Department, Express Desk, video screens overhead, these are internet-era functions for the old job of getting papers on the street, online, on deadline. It's quiet here. There are even soundproof booths for private conversations. Veteran reporter John Element is still getting adjusted.
It's nice, it's clean, it's different, but it's different. And I miss having the presses in the, down the hall. But they don't miss me. I used to have stacks of newspapers. I don't have stacks of newspapers anymore.
Element would have loved the old days up on Newspaper Row, site of the original Globe building, just a short walk away.
This was a northern end of Newspaper Row, and it went all the way up to the old South Meeting House, up several blocks up.
Tom Mulvoy is a former Globe managing editor and the paper's informal historian. We're standing at the Globe's former site on Washington Street. This was also the home of the Boston Post, Boston Herald Traveler, and the Evening Transcript, and other small papers, all in a row in the heart of the city.
It was tough to get around, so that's the street sales were very important then, not home delivery. It was really pick up the paper on your way to work or your way home, or both.
While post-9/11 security keeps uninvited guests out of the new Globe offices, retired Globe editor Jack Driscoll remembers how the old offices were wide open and full of surprises.
It was always something unexpected. I remember one night Sugar Ray Robinson showed up like 10 o'clock at night.
And the world welterweight champion did a little dance right in the newsroom. Then there was that strange guy they called Shorty, who strolled into the sports department every afternoon about 4 and started making phone calls.
And then he just, about 6 o'clock, he'd just get up and drift off.
So people wandered in and out of the building.
Yeah.
The Globe left the old building in 1958, and it was demolished soon thereafter. Anish Albakian is the Globe's video editor, a job probably never envisioned on the old Newspaper Row.
Does that mean anything to you, that phrase, Newspaper Row?
It does. But it's not something I imagine, you know what I mean?
That's all you can do because it's not there anymore.
No, so it's kind of, no, it does ring a bell.
Globe retirees, rich with memories, hope to keep ringing that bell for us. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Greg Wayland.